Let's talk a little about spoilers now. Just for about 3 minutes. You said that it was going to go in a different direction. Okay, now people have read the book and they're listening to this afterward. Elspeth was going to put her back?
When I first thought of this whole crazy scheme, Elspeth was going to put her back.
And then what happened?
And then there would be this period of Valentina and Robert hiding out from Julia in the same way that Elspeth and Robert do. Valentina having to grow up and come to grips with herself as an individual. She eventually comes to grips with herself as an individual by running off with this batch of dead people and crows. But, you know, I mean to imply at the end that she's very pleased with how things have turned out. A number of people have said, oh, Valentina didn't deserve it. And I said, well, she kind of did, really.
In your mind, right, was Elspeth being truthful to Robert when she said she couldn't get Valentina back in?
Oh, no, she's a lying liar.
You think so?
And she knew it. He kind of knows. He doesn't trust her at that point. He can tell that she's playing with him somehow, but he doesn't exactly know. But, I mean, if you go back and reread a chapter at the beginning called The History of Her Ghost, it spells out exactly the stages. And she's conscious of what these stages are. And she knows that, you know, this little cloud of nothingness is not going to be able to exert any will or do anything.
So by the time she's ready to do it, she's ready to come back.
Yeah.
If she wants to.
Yeah. I mean, there's a scene where Valentina's sitting in the back garden and she looks up and sees this kind of dark space in the darkness of the window. And it's meant to be like a flashing light that says, reader, reader, pay attention. Not good, not good.
Robert is getting negative feelings about it, too. But of course he is, because it could go wrong. And we know in novels, if you think they're going to go wrong, things are going to go wrong. But still, he plays with it. And I was feeling bad about that until I realized he had no choice.
Right.
They were going to do it no matter what.
Yes, Elspeth basically just puts her heel on his throat, at which point you're thinking, how is this relationship ever going to work out? And, you know, yeah, he's just totally trapped and has no, he's just not that kind of guy.
So at that point, you knew exactly what was going to happen and what was going to happen in the last sentences of the book, pretty much.
Yeah. And I feel really strongly about the endings that each character gets. I'm very committed to what happens with them all.